Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. On this day in 1948, the Honda Motor Company was founded. Another meeting of the Anis Amri Investigative Committee took place in the Berlin House of Representatives on Friday. In connection with the December 2016 terrorist attack on Breitscheidplatz, further witnesses from the Berlin State Criminal Police Office were heard. Before the interrogation began, the committee had excluded the public. The reason given was that the officials questioned had been directly involved in the management of so-called confidants. According to the committee chairman, either their knowledge nor themselves belonged to the public. The MEPs want to learn more about the cooperation between the police and the Office for the Protection of the Constitution. According to previous findings, various authorities had placed several confidants in the vicinity of the subsequent assassin, but there had been no corresponding indications before the attack. The first of the two witnesses was said to have been happy to provide information during the several-hour interrogation. It was reported that whether parts of the statements could perhaps be disclosed later in a suitable form would be discussed carefully. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on the Amri case as details become available. As of next year, a tunnel boring machine will work its way under the Berlin city center. After several years of preparation, construction of a 7-kilometer-long conduit for a new extra-high-voltage line is expected to begin in the spring, according to a spokeswoman for the network operator 50 Hertz to the German press agency. The company speaks of the essential, quote, artery for the city's power supply. The so-called Kabel Diagonale will cross Berlin from Spandau via Mitte to Marzahn. The underground cable in the western section dates from the 1970s and is in need of rehabilitation. In addition, the capacity utilization is increasing because more and more electricity is being transmitted from wind, sun, and biomass. The Swiss construction company Implenia estimated the order volume for the new section at around 130 million euros. Implenia recently received the order from 50 Hertz. The company is also building the new section of the subway line U5 Unter den Linden, the tunnels of which were drilled according to the same principle. However, while a tunnel boring machine with a 6.7-meter cutting wheel was milling its way through the underground for the subway line, about 3.6 meters is sufficient for the power tunnel. The tunnel will have an internal diameter of 3 meters and will be passable by a small gondola for work on the cables. Drilling will take place at a depth of 20 to 30 meters, and 4 shafts are planned. The new construction will start at the Rudolf-Wusselbrücke in the north of Charlottenburg. The tunnel to the Mitte transformer station near Potsdamer Platz is to be completed by 2028. An S-Bahn disturbance occurred on Monday when an arson attack was carried out on a railway cable shaft in Karlshorst. Per early reporting via police spokesman yesterday, authorities assumed the political extremists could be the perpetrators. The S3 was therefore halted between Erkner and Ostkreuz, and a substitute bus service was quickly set up. The fire was set on Monday night at 3:31 a.m. in the cable shaft on the train line near the Karlshorst S-Bahn station, but the exact location is not yet known. The fire destroyed the lines in which the railway controls the train traffic. A railway spokesman remarked, quote, "Numerous signals and switches failed, and communication technology and passenger information was also affected." On Monday lunchtime, an autonomous group called Volkengruppe OK published a letter of confession. The authors referred to the climate movement Fridays for Future. Whether the originators of the confession letter are actually behind the attack is now being examined by police. The state security took over the investigation Monday morning. In recent years, left-wing extremists are said to have repeatedly carried out arson attacks on railway facilities, some of them publishing confessions on the internet. After the death of Sigmund Jain, the first German in space, politicians and scientists have been expressing their respect for the life achievement of the 82-year-old. Dietmar Bartsch, chairman of the left-wing parliamentary group in the Bundestag, expressed his sympathy for Jane's widow and her relatives. On Twitter, he wrote, "A real hero and yet such a modest person." CDU Secretary General Paul Ziemek called Jane a true pioneer. He had inspired millions of young people to grow beyond themselves and to be curious, also stating, quote, "All of Germany is mourning the loss of this first man in space today." The Prime Minister of Saarland, Tobias Hans, praised Jane as a, quote, "role model as few exist." And Saxony's head of government, Michael Kretschmer of the CDU, remembered him by stating, quote, "I got to know him as a clever and modest Saxon. We will keep his life's work alive." Jane's companions from space travel also expressed their sorrow. On the 26th of August of 1978, Jane launched the spaceship Soyuz 31 from the Baikonur Space Center. Together with the Soviet cosmonaut Valery Bukovsky, he was 7 days, 20 hours, and 49 minutes in space. Jane died on Saturday at the age of 82, as the German Aerospace Center, or DLR, announced on Sunday. The cosmonaut was a popular hero in the GDR and enjoyed great popularity. Despite his fame, he always remained modest and was therefore especially revered. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.